Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the full moon that's occurring on April 23rd or 24th, depending on where you live in the world. We're going to take a look at each life path number and how these energies could influence your path. So before we get into that, of course, this is a general reading. If you would like a personalized forecast or reading, please book some time with me. My information is in the description box below. I would love to work with you. All right, let's take a look at each life path number. Life path number 2, you're all going to be working with the energy of the 1 during this full moon. And it's interesting because you kind of have sort of opposite energies happening here, because the full moon is often about completions, endings, things coming to fruition. And the 1 energy is more about taking action, initiating, getting started on something. So for you all, it could feel a little bit like you feel really ready to start something, really ready, like you're raring to go to initiate something. You have a big idea that you want to implement. This could be, an energy, the full moon could be an energy that shines light on that and that sort of leads the way, if that makes sense, sort of lights the path, so to speak. And so it's kind of like you're getting the green light here, but you might feel a little bit also like you've got to sort of balance two plates, right? You've got this energy of moving forward and this energy of completion. And so I would say make sure that you are balancing that, right? That you're completing what needs to be completed, that you're tying up the loose ends and you're not procrastinating on finishing up what you've already started, but that you're, that you also entertain and initiate new beginnings. You could gain some significant clarity around certain events within your life. So if there's any area within your life where you feel like it's been really like hazy, or you haven't really been clear on what you're meant to do or how to move forward, or you feel a little bit stuck, you could sort of see all of a sudden that you get all green lights, right? You could definitely get some clear clarity around how to move forward, how to, implement your plan or implement your ideas. Or you could see the people that you need in order to do that surface at this time to help you. The other thing I would say is this is definitely a time to be innovative and embrace new beginnings and new ideas. So if you have those big, bold new ideas, this is the time to get started. This is the time to, not only sort of plan, because I feel like that would have been done previously. But this is the time to make sure that you have a plan in place, that you're implementing that plan, and that you get started. So if you're looking to launch something, if you're looking to start something, this is a great time and a great energy to do that. The spotlight is on you, so to speak. Now, this could also be a period of good luck, good fortune, where you're achieving something through previous efforts put forth. So you could see great recognition now. You could see yourself sort of catapulted into a position of leadership, into the spotlight, where sort of like people are coming to you for your expertise, and now you have to sort of... I don't want to say live up to it, but you know what I mean? Like it's your time to shine, right? It's your time to show others what it is that you bring to the table and, share that expertise. And I think that you'll have opportunities to do that. The only thing I would say is just be careful of self-doubt. Any self-doubt that creeps in, it's your job to overcome it, to deconstruct that irrational fear and to move beyond it, because that's what's going to trip you up if, these big opportunities come in, or if these big ideas and new inspirations to, launch something or create something or initiate something. What would keep you from doing that would be yourself. And so make sure that if those thoughts do surface, that you are deconstructing them, that you're facing them, right out of the gate and taking care of it so that it doesn't hold you back. I think anything you initiate at this time could prove to be pretty successful, or at the very least, very fulfilling. So it doesn't have to necessarily be about money and what you make and how you make it. It can certainly be about just sharing your innovative ideas, just sharing your own personal genius, whether it's to create some kind of resource for others, a resource for self, a resource for your family, whatever the case may be. But it's your ideas coming to life, and this is the time to put it into action. I would also say that this is a great time to stand up for yourself. So if there's any situation where you've kind of been more meek and mild, this would be the time to assert yourself, to stand up for yourself, to express yourself, express your needs. And of course, you can do that in a way that is not demeaning or domineering or any of those controlling things. You can do it in a way that's just simply expressing your needs, your ideas, your whatever it is that you're looking to share. There is this energy, and sometimes twos can struggle with this, of really truly expressing yourself at this time. And sometimes twos, because it is such a, you know, bringing people together and sort of keeping the peace type of energy, sometimes twos can struggle with being the people pleaser and feeling like they need to be the glue in their relationships. And so this could be a time where you really do get a sense of self and recognize that you can still show up to connections in a very healthy way without being the one that's keeping those relationships together, right? So really, this is an energy that could be pushing you to make sure that your connections, you know, how you show up in life is with that equal exchange of energy. Where is it that you need to be a little bit more assertive or take up more space, own that space, and, you know, without apology type of thing? So big, powerful energy is coming in for you this full moon twos. I hope it's a great one. Take care. Bye for now.